today was uplifting for you. It was for me. I enjoyed just remembering the birth story of Jesus Christ, how God sent the Savior, and then all those songs that we sing at this time of year. I think they want to do it again Wednesday night. We'll figure that out by Wednesday. But that's our last meeting before Christmas, is Wednesday night. And usually we have a musical. Usually we all get together and different people come up and they play their instruments, and we have cookies and treats and all kinds of stuff. And it's one of the nights I really enjoy here. And we'll see how we do this year. But we'll be prepared. God is good to us. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring to you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And that is the kind of the emphasis of the narrative of the birth of Jesus Christ. Jesus is a Savior. And we like to think of, I like the little, you know, the pictures or the thoughts of Jesus coming as a little baby. And, oh, hi, Carmita. Good morning. God bless you. But he came as a little child. And I talked about this yesterday from John 1, the idea of Almighty God being placed inside of a little fragile baby. And what a story that is, what an image that is, that God would become flesh, that God would take on that frailty of a child, because we needed a Savior, because we needed Jesus Christ to come for us. So I'm going to now talk to us about the gospel, the message, the purpose, the salvation that Christ came to give us. And there's no better place to do that than in the book of Ephesians. And it's like, wait, Christmas story in Ephesians? Salvation story in Ephesians, yeah. So Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus, who are faithful in Christ Jesus. I like that title. He's talking about, he doesn't call them Christians. He doesn't call them church members. He calls them faithful in Christ Jesus. That is an amazing title. And I was looking at that and I had to stop. I had to think, what does that mean? What does it mean to be faithful in Christ Jesus? And it might be easier than you think. Faith is something that we receive from God. It's a gift from God. If you believe in Jesus Christ, we'll see that in the text it actually says, that's a gift from God. It's God working inside of you so that you know the name to call upon, so you know how to know God and how to have peace with God and righteousness with God. Faith begins by hearing. Romans 10 says, you know, faith comes by hearing through the word of God. And then it's confessing. So there's two aspects. Faith, you know, and a lot of people hear the word of God, but that doesn't make it faith, right? Hearing is when you believe it, and then when you believe it, you confess it. I love the word in the Greek, confess. It means to say the same thing. I like that, don't you? In other words, when I hear the gospel, when I hear about Jesus Christ, when I read what God has said that he has done for us, I want to confess that. I want to talk about that. I want to share that. So faith is hearing and confessing. If we are those who have heard and we confess in our heart, he says, you know, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that he raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That's Romans 10 again, right? So it begins with that confession. The other thing is, faith is something that it's not a thing that you do once, right? It lives with you. Faith is something that you carry through this life. And so like when I was a little kid, I prayed, I was 7 years old or something, I prayed a prayer, you know, Jesus come and be my Savior, be in my heart, that kind of prayer. And I believed in Jesus, right? But I didn't really live that out. So I wasn't carrying that faith with me. And every once in a while, I remember I was going in the army and I was on a bus and a young woman sat next to me and she was sharing the gospel with me. And again, Lord Jesus, come into my life, come into my heart. I believed it, but I didn't carry that faith with me through my life. When you have faith that is saving faith, it stays in your heart. It stays in your mind, and it's tested in this world. People will try to tell you all kinds of, there's other books, there's other gods. How can you say yours is the only way? All those kinds of questions that rise up, the stuff that comes over the television, the stuff that's on the internet. There's so many different things that attack our faith or try to make us question our faith. Well, faith that's tested and faith that's tried becomes stronger. And as we go through life and we're taking that faith with us always, we continue to confess Jesus Christ is Lord. There's no other way to know God except for the name of Jesus. We've told in Acts, there's no other name given to us to call upon except for the name of Jesus Christ. It's the only way to be saved. That's what Peter was telling the people in Acts. So, you have that idea of faith being carried with us and tested in this world, right? By faith, we gain our place with God. I love Hebrews 11. The whole thing's about faith. And it's about people who were faithful to God. And it's like, what decisions did I make? What kind of person do I want to be, right? But it is about being with God. When we believe in Jesus Christ and have that living faith that we carry through and we continue to confess, we continue to hold to that, right? We overcome all the stuff in the world by the testimony of the Lamb and by being washed in His blood, right? That's the faith. And that gives us the standing with God. And I don't mean just like where we are now, but if you look at the book of Revelation, it's actually you get to come and stand with God. And it starts now with the profession, with the confession, with the carrying of faith through our lives, right? And so it is by faith we know we have a saving faith. How many of you will deny God? How many of you will say Jesus isn't the Lord? How many of you will say that there is no salvation just in Jesus, but it could come in all different kinds of ways, right? We don't say that, do we? We don't go that way because we believe in God. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in His word, His testimony, and all that He's given us in Christ. Faithful in Christ Jesus. Isn't that a great statement? So someone says, are you a Christian? So I'm faithful in Christ Jesus. Say that with me. I'm faithful in Christ Jesus. That's a great title. And that's what it is. That's what he's calling these Christians in Ephesus. He's calling them the faithful in Christ Jesus. I couldn't just go on with that. I needed to think about that and talk about it. And he says, grace and peace from our God and Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he goes on, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now this word blessing, it really can mean just to speak well of somebody. But we just got done blessing the name of God. We were blessing the name of God, singing about what he gave us as far as the child born in Bethlehem. We're blessing God, singing Hosanna, Lord save us. We're blessing God in other songs that we sing and other praises that we give. We're saying God, and you can say it this way, blessed be God. God is blessed, and we know that, and we sing that, and we talk about that. We bless the name of Almighty God. When we pray, we bless the name of Almighty God. We say, I love that little simple song, God is so good. We've been singing that with the kids. And you should hear the kids on Friday night. I mean, it took years. But these kids, they actually sound good. And they sing that song. And it is such a blessing to hear them say those simple words. God is so good. That's blessing God. God is good. God is righteous. God is just. God loves you. God cares for you. God forgives you. God gives you a Savior. God gives you everything that you need for life and godliness. So blessed be the God of our Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we think about salvation and we think about Christmas, we can't forget the Father. Jesus didn't come on his own. Jesus didn't come by his own will. He He came by the will of God, for the will of God, for us, right? So God is as much a part of the Christmas story as the little baby in the manger, Jesus, our Savior, the Lord, you know? God is as much a part of that story as Jesus is. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. This is the second time he's used the word in Christ. Everything the Father does for us is in Christ. And it means you're immersed in Christ. Paul uses that in Romans 6 to kind of give us an image of being baptized in Christ. But he's not talking about water. He's talking about it by us being in Christ and Christ being in us and the relationship that comes out of that blessing from God. He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. I love that line. I mean, again, I'm not going to probably go too far with this because it goes on and on. It's so good. But blessing in the heavenly realm. Sometimes when we worship and we start praising God, we have to remind ourselves that there's a million angels standing around God's throne right now praising him. And when we stand, and it doesn't matter if there's 10 of us or 5 of us or 100 of us, it doesn't matter. When we stand and we honestly, seriously lift up God in our heart and praise God, and I hope you're doing that. I hope you're praising God. Because what you're doing, you're joining the heavenly choir. You're joining the spiritual forces that stand around Almighty God and praise him and lift him up, and he becomes part of that scene. We become part of that heavenly court. And one day we're going to be there for real, but that's why it tastes or feels so good when we worship the Lord. You know, I've had people who don't necessarily have a real relationship with God or maybe a very, you know, short one, but they'll say, you know, when I go out of here, I feel so much better. Well, that's because we're joining the heavenly court. We're blessed in the heavenly realms, and there's a joy and a peace and a grace that comes from that that you cannot find in anything else. Can't find it in the bars, and you can't find it on the streets, and you only find it when you're with God's people praising God. And it is life-giving and affirming. So God has blessed us in Christ, Jesus the Savior, right? We want to be faithful to him. We want to be blessed in him. Faithful. Blessed. So he chose us in him. You see, I want you just to see all these things. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world. I mentioned that to you already, that if you believe in Jesus, when did God decide you were going to be a believer? Before he said, let there be light. Before he created the earth out of the chaos that existed. Before he breathed breath into the first man. He knew your name, he knew who you are, and he chose you from before. You can say in eternity, he knew that you were going to be his in Christ, in him. It's also interesting in this text, as Paul talks about Christ and he talks about God the Father, he just uses the word him, and it's like, Paul, you're not being clear. Are you talking about God? Are you talking about Jesus? And the answer is yes. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about Jesus. And it's like, I don't want to attach just a name to it. I want you to understand everything that's happening is God the Father and God the Son, and all the good that God does for you is in Christ the Savior, right? He says he chose us to be holy and blameless before him, to be predestined. He predestined us to be adopted as sons through Jesus Christ, right? All this great work. According to his kind intention of his will and his grace. And he freely bestows on us in his beloved, again, Son, Jesus. The idea that I wanted you to walk away with is, and you can read the rest of Ephesians, it goes on, there's so many things that God does, but it's all in Jesus Christ. We who have faith in Jesus Christ, we need to remember that always, right? That everything that God is doing is in Jesus Christ. Everything that is good in our lives or good in our hearts is because it's through Jesus Christ. It is the will of the Father. It is the love of the Father. It is the grace of the Father that's expressed to us in Jesus Christ. It's so good to walk with God. It's so good to know God. It's so good to know the truth of what it means to have a Savior. Jesus isn't a little baby anymore. Jesus grew to manhood, lived as a God-man perfectly in all the world, only person ever. He went to the cross for you and for me. He rose again from the dead, and he sits enthroned in the center of the throne of heaven. And he is calling us to join him, to praise him, to follow him, to be faithful in Jesus Christ. To be faithful in Jesus Christ. It's God working in us through Christ that makes us that. It's not my work. I didn't, I was praying recently and I was like, God, I want to do so much better. I want to be better. And God said, when did it ever depend on your strength? When did it ever depend on your effort? How is it being done? By God's grace, by God's love, by God's mercy, right? In Christ, in Christ, in Christ, in us. And all we need to do is be faithful in Christ. Walk with that faith. Walk with that understanding. Tell the world, forget it. I'm not listening to you. I'm listening to Jesus. I'm walking with Jesus. We don't let anything shake that faith. We hold tight because it's our lifeline. We hold tight to that faith. We squeeze it like it's going to keep us into eternity. And you know what? It's going to keep us into eternity. Praise God. Praise God that he gave us a Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.